From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services is defending the department's decision not to renew St. Louis Planned Parenthood's abortion license. This decision comes amid claims by Planned Parenthood advocates in Missouri that the state is trying to, quote, weaponize the licensing process. KBIA's Trevor Hook has more.
Director Randall Williams cited three cases in which patients went to the clinic for an abortion and had an adverse reaction. Williams says there were 30 deficiencies cited by the department, and Planned Parenthood only addressed four of them. He also says three doctors involved with the cases refused to cooperate with the agency, which Williams called, quote, unprecedented. Williams says there was no influence from the governor's office or any other state agencies in the department's decision.
We feel we have a duty to prevent future harm, to prevent future accidents or bad outcomes from happening again, to make sure that there's not something systematically going on, that is the case.
A judge's preliminary injunction is still in place, so the clinic can continue to provide abortions. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.
Construction is scheduled to begin this fall on a wind project in southwest Missouri and southeast Kansas. Liberty Utilities Empire District announced yesterday the Missouri Public Service Commission had approved the project, which the utility says is an investment of more than $1 billion. The Joplin Globe reports the utility will place about 140 turbines in parts of Jasper, Barton, Lawrence, and Dade counties in Missouri, and another 139 turbines in Kansas. Construction is expected to be completed by the end of 2020. Children's enrollment in Missouri's Medicaid and CHIP programs fell nearly 10% over the last 14 months, the second biggest decline of any state after Idaho. Dan Margulies reports.
A report by Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families says neither the strong economy nor more children with employer-sponsored health coverage explains the decline. Tricia Brooks wrote the report and is an associate research professor at Georgetown.
80% of the children that have lost coverage are under the poverty level.
The Missouri Department of Social Services, which administers the Medicaid and CHIP programs, did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Dan Margulies.
Missouri's only abortion provider, Planned Parenthood in St. Louis, has lost its license today, but will remain open due to a court-ordered injunction. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services decided not to renew the clinic's license after physicians at the clinic refused to be interviewed about deficiencies that occurred with surgical abortions. Mevy Mead is the director of Planned Parenthood Advocates in Missouri, and at a media briefing, she called on Governor Mike Parson to remove Randall Williams as head of the state health department.
He has made a debacle of this process and has dragged Missouri through shameful, shameful attention, and he has harmed many, many, many women.
Circuit Court Judge Michael Stelzer will make a decision about whether DHSS can revoke the license in the coming days. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.